Hi, everybody. Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Wyoming News and Agriculture. In today's program, I want to cover a few ag events that are coming up here over the next week or so. First, coming up on Monday, April 22nd, on campus at UW in Laramie, the Ranch Management and Ag Leadership Program will host its Leadership Symposium that this year will focus on addressing water challenges in the West. The conference kicks off with an address from Governor Gordon at 9 a.m. on Monday. Then State Representative Albert Somers will lead a panel of water users, including Corey Toy, Wyoming Water Policy Director for Trout Unlimited, Carbon County Rancher and Wyoming Stock Growers President Jack Berger, and former Game and Fish Water Management Supervisor Tom Anier. There will also be panels on water law and policies and a panel of researchers. Dr. Randall Violet, director of the Ranch Management and Ag Leadership Program, says it's been a great opportunity to take the University of Wyoming out to the country and help develop some of our future ag leaders.
We're going to take the university to these community colleges, try to recruit students there, and then also bring community members in for these lifelong learning experiences about ranching on the West. Leadership is one of our major objectives to the whole program. We know that there's not ranch management jobs for 25 graduates a year. But we know that there's jobs in the community or in other facets of agriculture that these skills and this leadership will transpose to, right? And they'll be able to be on the county commission or they'll be able to be school board members.
Stay with us. A lot more ag events coming up around the state. We're going to talk about them right after this.
Does your lender work for profit? Or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Waiting for opportunity to find the right insurance? Whether you're looking for a lower rate, in the market for a new home, a business owner, or just looking for a local agent with experience and a proven track record of success, there's no better time than now to talk about your opportunities. Contact your local Mountain West Farm Bureau insurance agent or visit online at MWFBI.com. Earning trust every day for 75 years. Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance.
A pretty busy time here for Wyoming farmers and ranchers. Of course, a lot of producers are right in the midst of calving and lambing. Farmers are trying to get in the field and get a start on the 2024 crop. But if you can find the time, there are a number of meetings and webinars coming up here over the next week. The BLM will hold its Greater Sage Grouse Draft Plan public meetings beginning in Cheyenne on Thursday. Next week, they'll be in Rock Springs on Monday the 22nd. Warland on Tuesday, and in Casper on Wednesday the 24th. Also, coming up next Monday and Tuesday in Hot Springs County, UW Extension will host an artificial insemination clinic at the fairgrounds in Thermopolis. You can't just say AI clinic anymore, otherwise people show up wanting to work with robots and ChatGPT, and then they end up shoulder deep in a cow and pretty disappointed. And then coming up here on next Tuesday, the 23rd, at 6 p.m., the UW Extension Sheep Task Force will hold a webinar on lambing barn facilities and technology. Head over to northernag.net for the details on how to register. Well, that's all the time we have for today's program. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.